welcome back to the Botanical Creative. And today, Ellie Jane is not in the same room, are you?
No, I am far, far away.
Yeah.
But good to join you again.
So for those who might not know, we're back in lockdown here in Victoria. Well, I am, you're not, because you're regional. You're lucky.
Free.
You are free, but I am not. So we are doing this through our computers, so hopefully the audio isn't too bad. But Ellie Jane has some very exciting news, don't you?
Yes, I do indeed.
Do you want to enlighten us?
So I've entered an art show,
and
which is very exciting.
And it's called the Tanjil Valley Art Show, is that right?
Yes, so that's just a little local show in my area in Gippsland, in a town called Hill End.
Yep.
And it's run over the Queen's birthday weekend, but yeah, it's a nice little show. And just, this is my first time entering it this year.
And so it's based in Gippsland, obviously because of lockdown, you probably won't get as many people coming out, but not so much philosophy, but the idea around the art show is that people would come out and sort of view the artwork on display. And is that it, or is it like, can they vote, or is there anything like that?
Yeah, so you obviously enter your artworks or photography, depending which category you're entering. And they would usually have an opening night or an awards night for prizes, that kind of thing, but because of COVID, they've had to cancel.
Is that before, before it's open to the public, that they have that awards night? So it's all predetermined before it opens to the public?
I think it might be, because I've never done it before, so I'd say that's probably what that opening night is, probably for artists and their families, that kind of thing. But then there's the Saturday, Sunday, Monday during the day. The public, obviously, probably if you're in regional, because lockdown, you can go and have a look at the different artworks. They have it on display on, stands. It's in, a little old school building that's been converted into, a small community hall. So, yeah, the public, if you're from this area, you can go check it out. You can purchase artworks as well, if there's any that you like, because they're all for sale. And then there's awards given by judges, and then there's a People's Choice Award.
So people can go and vote. That's pretty cool.
And yeah, pretty much.
So, how many different categories are there? Because you talked about photography, and obviously art is also accepted as a entry piece. So what type of categories are there?
Yeah, so there's a few different ones. There's obviously adults and children's categories, but there's photography. There's a general category, which they call Little Treasures.
So what would Little Treasures consist of? Can it be literally anything? Even from clay crafts and things like that, or?
I believe so. There's you can do watercolor, oil, printing, mixed media, all that kind of thing. And there's even, it says creative digital artwork as well.
Oh, cool.
I think it might be possibly in the photography section, I'm not sure. And then there's a specific category, which is the Tanjil Valley to Borbor. So that covers a wide area near that town.
So the art that has to be entered in that category has to be themed around Tanjil or Borbor, landscapes or plants or fauna or whatever it might be. It has to be within that theme of that region.
Yeah. Pretty much. So
that's cool.
It's a wide area. And, yeah, it can be anything from flora, fauna, buildings, scenery, people, anything like that. As long as I guess it's inspired by or depicts that area pretty much.
You should have done a self-portrait, Ellie Jane.
Self-portrait.
Yeah.
Yeah, self-portrait. It's a bit of a challenge.
So what did you enter? Because how many pieces of art did you enter? Two?
No, I ended up entering four pieces.
Ah, okay. So what did you enter into?
Yep, so the first one is a lino print.
Yeah.
Called The Twisted Tangle. Mm. And it's like an artistic view looking up the Tangle River.
Yes, I know.
Which is one of the main rivers through the valley.
So Ali Jane showed me this one, and when you had... I had seen it on the lino when you had carved it. And
yeah.
It's a very, very interesting piece, and it's very hard to actually comprehend what the image would actually look like before it's printed. But once it was printed, it was really cool effect. You sort of see the whole landscape or the whole section of that river from almost a bird's eye perspective. And what do you call that with that sort of art style? Is it?
It's like a fisheye view.
Yeah, because it's almost like it's got this bowl effect to the image. It's really quite cool.
Yeah, it's almost like imagine the image on a globe.
Yeah.
It has that kind of curved look to the edges and kind of draws you into the middle of it, which is looking up the river.
It's weird because if you look at it for long enough, you feel like the image is actually moving. And I think that's just the perspective of how it curves, or your brain sort of looks at it and thinks that it's curving.
Yeah, you can kind of look at it from different angles as well.
Yeah, so and see different things.
I guess in that way it's an interpretation of the Angel Valley.
And you put some hidden gems in that lino print. So I know you've got, the Bauble frog in it?
Yep, so it's got the Bauble frog.
What else is in there?
Which is obviously from Mount Bauble. There's the bower bird,
mm-hmm.
which is known in this area.
Mm, it's famous up there.
And then there was, I think there was an owl in the tree.
Yeah, so if anyone goes to view that piece of art, that's the challenge, is to find those three animals within that lino print. You might be there for a while. But, that was really cool, and you actually posted a video on your Instagram, which is L_theartist, right?
Yeah, L_the_artist.
Yeah, so it's a quick little lino print pressing video, which is quite cool. So hopefully you're going to be doing more of that in the near future, which I might actually help you with.
So that was just me hand printing it.
Yeah, which is cool to see the process, and I think for people who aren't used to lino printing, it's good for them to see how it's done. So I was aware you entered that one, but what other one? So what was the other three that you entered? What style?
Yeah, so I've got another one, which is another lino print. Called Snow Gum Serenity, and that's just a standalone snow gum, pretty much. So there's that one.
Is that a watercolour or is that lino, did you say?
No, lino.
Oh, lino. Okay.
Yeah. And then a mixed watercolour and lino print artwork called Eucalyptus Porciflora, which means snow gum.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just of a trunk of a snow gum, which was originally a print I did. So I did the print and then I left it because I wasn't very happy with it and thought, I'll leave it. And then came back to it and thought,
of how to improve it.
Watercolour on it. It kind of just finished it off, completed the artwork. So that's how that one kind of came about.
Yeah, which is cool because I know we've talked about it a few times, especially on this podcast, how mixed media is a really cool concept, and it's cool that you've actually entered an art competition and you're playing with different mediums, and it'll be interesting to see how it's perceived. So if there's a People's Choice Award, it'll be interesting how that's voted, because there's the choice awards for each category, right? It's not just overall.
I think it might be its own thing.
Okay, so it might be for every single
thing. I think it's an overall.
Yeah. Well, hopefully people see that one and they sort of give you feedback on it.
Yeah.
And what are the other two?
So there's one more. A Colourful Winter. So that's just a watercolour of a snow gum scene from Mount Bauble.
That'd be nice.
So the snow in it and the trunks are like a brighter colour, so it contrasts a bit.
And if anyone's ever painted with watercolour, one of the hardest things to paint and give dimension to is actually snow, I reckon, anyway. because you're literally using the colour of the paper.
Yeah, having to rely on the white of the paper.
Mm. So do you use, like, what, greys and blues to bring out sort of highlights and shade
with, when you're doing paint for snow? Like, blues, like ultramarine, or cobalt blue.
Yeah.
Or mix that with, like, a brown to kind of get a bit more of a grey mix.
I was about to say, because they're really, really pigmented colours, so it's interesting that you choose those ones. Hmm.
Yeah.
So, on the categories, obviously there are prizes as well. Is there cash involved? Is there some dollar bills? Always. Yeah, so for each category you can win money, right?
Yeah, pretty much each category has a first, second, third prize.
Mm.
And then there's a few special ones, like the People's Choice and some other sponsored ones.
Mm.
And then there's the Best Portrayal of the Tangier Valley. So that would be the Tangier Valley to Bor Bor category.
Yeah. Mm. That's cool. It's always good to go into these competitions and sort of get something out of it, whether it be cash or just, like, you know, certificate, award, whatever. It's
it's just good recognition. A form of recognition, I guess. Yeah. That, you know, you're progressing with your artworks and, you know, people appreciate what you do.
So, Ali, the golden question is, if there are other artists listening and they want to enter an art show, what tips would you have? Because you've entered a few now. This is your third time entering an art show, is that right?
Yes. Okay. So I've only kind of stuck to local art shows. That's because they're a bit smaller.
Yeah, that's all right. So what tips would you have for someone who's entering a small or just a local art show? Like, what's the first thing in the process that you do? So do you go to the website and you... Obviously, you'd look at what requirements and things there are, and then what's the process of that, or what's the process of choosing the artwork? Like, what's the elimination process? Because obviously, you've got so much art to go through. What are you looking for when you're selecting your front runners?
So, I guess, obviously, you want to find out what art shows are available, which would be probably your local council or local art group.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like, here, there's Bor Bor Arts Alliance, and they promote and support different shows and exhibitions in this area in Gippsland. But pretty much, I guess, you want to work out what the categories are. Obviously, if it's a smaller art show, like a local one, I'd probably recommend that if you're kind of starting out, because it's obviously smaller, a bit easier to enter.
Yeah.
And less expensive, because some art shows can be.
Oh, so do you have to pay a fee to actually... Oh, I guess that's how they make the money anyway. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so most art shows will charge you a fee.
Yeah.
Local ones are usually around $5 per piece or something like that.
Oh, okay, so it's very affordable.
And then they collect a commission as well.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Yeah, okay.
Which supports them. But pretty much you want to decide, well... Do I want to make an artwork to fit the category?
Or do you have something already?
As opposed to picking something from what you've already made.
Mm.
Most times I would say it's probably best to do something to fit the category.
Yeah, so the first option.
Because, like, for example, from Tangier Valley to Bor Bor.
Yeah, it's quite
you've got to sit down, you've got to brainstorm, well,
what
medium do I want to use?
Mm.
What scene do I want to show? Do I want it to be trees? Do I want it to be flowers, animals? Yeah. A scene from maybe a photo you've taken, a place that you'd like, depending on what the category is. And going from there and kind of sitting down, sketching your ideas and working out what colours and that kind of thing you're going to go with.
But like you said, you can also enter something that you've already got, which is what you've done with that lino print that you talked about of the snow gum trunk, but you added a bit of flair to it to make it fit into the category better. So you can always, I guess, take art that you've already done, and if you feel like you can improve it, you can do that too. But when they're so topic specific or... Oh, you know what I'm trying to say. I can't even say it right now. But anyway, you can try and fit it to that theme, like you said, as well.
Mm. Yeah, I guess the main thing is not forcing your artwork to fit a particular category, because you want it to be, you know, an artistic representation of what that is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had that print and I was just going through artworks and I'm, I guess, just lucky that because I'm in this area and like snow gums as a subject in my artworks.
You're obsessed with snow gums.
But it kind of did fit, but then was able to kind of adapt it and make it a complete, I guess you could say.
Yeah. And what do you do to prepare your art pieces? So I have seen you madly go get them framed and all that. Is that a requirement when you're entering an art show, or is it just something to give your piece a little bit more of a finishing touch to be a bit more impressive and things like that?
Yeah, so you have to check carefully their entry terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Most times I would say they probably stipulate that you have to have your artworks framed.
Yep.
Because then they can actually hang it.
Yeah.
Because you need a hook.
Yeah.
A proper metal thing across the back.
Yep.
And then it looks nice as well. So you're obviously going to possibly increase your chances of selling that art piece, or at least making it all look nice and completed.
Yeah.
So most times you'll have to get it framed. So just checking out your local area as to what framing shops there are around.
And
I would suggest going in-store to get that done, because the colours of the frames and the mat boards around the edge make a big difference on what your artwork looks like.
Yeah, that's very true, actually. Interesting.
And I was looking at one of the lino prints, which is black ink on white paper.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, a black edge would look good. But then it actually turned out the white looked better, because it kind of focused more on the actual print itself.
Yeah, it didn't take away. Yeah, it didn't take away from the print. Yeah, I totally get that. And what about, because you also will sit down there for, sit down for hours trying to figure out names. So obviously you've got to name your pieces too before you submit them for entry, right? So thinking up of creative names or enticing names that might catch someone's eye, or that's also a process, would you say?
Yeah, it is in itself. You might have think of names or ideas as you're doing the artwork, when you're doing your concept designs.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll complete a piece and be like, oh, I'm not sure what to call it. But I guess it's what you want, or what you see the painting to make people feel. I guess trying to create some, I don't know, connection with your artworks.
Yeah.
Like, for example, a colourful winter, because the snow gums are always so bright with their oranges and greens in winter, just, I guess, adding to that atmosphere through the name.
Well,
not just here.
It's creating an emotional attachment to something, like,
yeah,
in terms
exactly.
of, like, what will evoke certain emotions maybe with the viewer. Like, I don't think I've seen that art piece. I don't recall seeing it, but I can already have a really clear image of what to expect when I would go to view that.
Yeah.
Sadly, I can't come and view it, but if I was out of lockdown, I would. But naming is a really important one. Do you have to prep like stickers on it, like in terms of numbering or anything, or do they do that usually for you? So like, this is the exhibition piece, you know, 84. Like, do they do that all? Because obviously,
yeah,
they're
so they organise that all. So you go in, you bring your paintings. You obviously beforehand you've entered your paperwork or your entry form, and you've paid for your entry, and then you deliver them, and they will check each painting against your entries.
Yeah,
and they'll number them for you.
Yeah,
but you have to
cool.
put like your own details on the back.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously,
understandably, yeah. Cool. Is there any other little tips or tricks that you'd give anyone who is entering an art show?
Definitely give it a shot if you're interested in art and serious about it, or even just to have some fun. It is always fun, you know, entering your artworks and then being able to go and actually see them up, and even seeing other people's artworks.
Yeah,
but definitely give it a go.
Well, I think we've hit the mark for today's episode. And it was a very artsy episode, which was actually quite interesting to learn about the processes and things like that. So yes. Thank you, Ellie.
I hope you're inspired.
Well, good luck. I hope you, like, win something. And if you don't, I hope you sell something. And if you don't, I hope you just enjoy it.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, you'll have to take photos and put it up on the socials so that people can see it if they can't get there.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I will chat to you next week. And everyone, we will see you next Tuesday for another episode.
Yep.
And hopefully we're in the same room and we're not doing it across the Wi-Fi.
Yes, fingers crossed.
All right, catch you later.
All right, see you.